All right.
All right, quick news flash. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Miami Dolphins 31-17.
Oh,
just ended. So all those Eagle fans, I know they're so happy, and all my Miami Dolphins fans, I know they're so hurt.
Yes, but they are.
I've been told today we will have a special guest tomorrow, and when tomorrow comes, we'll see who the special guest is. But for right now, we were supposed to be having a guest tonight. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I'm going to do the introduction anyway. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This October the 22nd, 2023. Once again, the Texas Rangers also beat the Houston Astros 9-2. And the Philadelphia Eagles just won 31-17. So, it's a lot of football, baseball, and everything else tonight. What are your topics of discussion for tonight, or articles or issues?
All right. The first one is this. Nine people facing charges are the thieves that stole Verizon wires in Bucks County. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is J.P. Morgan Chase is sued for allegations terminating accounts and failing to return $1,160,000 to their customers.
Oh.
So they got a lot to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, in California, employees at Home Depot accused one employee of embezzling $1.2 million in cash. He worked at Home Depot in California. That's a lot of money to embezzle, but the main thing, it was in cash. Now that is spendable. Now how they gonna do that? How they gonna keep up with the items that he purchased?
That's a good question. How do you believe that? Well, let's say to the audience one more time for the people in the back, so then we can get further deep into it. Tell them one more time what happened.
In California, an employee at Home Depot was accused of embezzling $1.2 million in cash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, a lot of times they have people who embezzle money, but they don't know, it's never say it was in cash. You know, it's either in products, paperwork, or something. But this one, and he did it over a period of years.
Yeah, this one's, this is different.
Yes, he was. All right. Physicians must continue to oversee nurse practitioners in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one is this. In Pennsylvania, a distributing worker accused of switching OxyContin for aspirins in Newcastle, Pennsylvania Center.
Yeah, I heard that. That was old. I heard that one too recently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In Florida, the Merrick Garland announces $9 million settlement in Florida redlining case against Amerist Bank.
Mm-hmm.
That was just on the news.
Mm-hmm.
But they won the settlement for $9 million.
Uh-huh.
All right, here's one for you. The New York Police Department officer is arrested for allegedly negotiating deals for fentanyl and heroin while on duty.
Mm-hmm.
You know they had to lock her up.
Yeah, I know. I'm quite sure they did lock her up. They didn't probably feel bad about locking her up.
No, they did not. Cold medication such as Tylenol, Benadryl, and Advil is going to be removed from CVS and Target stores.
Yeah, you said that too last week, I think. Would they add more to it or the same?
Yes, they added Tylenol, Benadryl, and Advil.
So where you supposed to get the Tylenol from now? And when does this start?
It starts now.
So where you supposed to go get Tylenol from?
Well, my only other stores is going to be open will be Walmart.
Target sell Tylenol too.
No, they took it off. They taking Tylenol from Target and Benadryl
what about
Advil.
What about them corner stores? Chinese stores and all that?
Oh, well, they probably go start buying that up now.
Yeah, probably still go to BJ's. The BJ's probably keep selling it too, though.
Yeah, well, BJ's is not included.
Okay.
Now, here's a question. It's not a question. Food stamps are not for lottery jackpot winners in California. This man in California won a lottery jackpot. They found out that he was receiving food stamps. And they want to take away his money.
Yeah.
The question is, if you win a lottery ticket and you on food stamps, is that fair?
Yeah, you gotta pay them back.
Well, let's put it like this. United States government is going to take taxes right off the bat. And they're going to investigate you. So you ought to tell them in the beginning so they can make arrangements. Because if you won a lottery, you don't need food stamps.
Exactly. That's fraud.
Okay. Now, what they're saying is the person in the beginning didn't tell them that when they went to get the lottery ticket. They investigated them, and that's when they found out.
Yeah, that's why they're going to be in trouble.
Okay. And that's if people don't think if you win the lottery, they're not going to investigate you. They can forget it because they are going to investigate you.
They're going to lock you up too.
Okay. And you won't keep your winnings.
Oh, they take that too?
Yeah, they take that too.
Oh, man. See, now, they lock you up and didn't take your winnings. It'd be different. Yeah, it ain't worth that. You better just get them their money. Cut them a deal or something. Give them all their money back with some interest on it so you can keep your money. Man, that's rough, man. That's rough out here.
Huh? Hey, you're messing with the federal government now. This is lottery money, state money.
Man, all right? You won it, though.
You bought a ticket to win it, okay? Yeah. Now, number one, they're going to take taxes off that.
I would have gave it to them. I would have let them take taxes off mine.
They're going to take taxes off anyway.
Yeah, I'm cool with that, though.
Now, what they had there was, after they took the taxes, they discovered he was on food stamps.
Yeah, he messed up. He tried to be slick. Man, you can't do that. They don't be playing, man. I wouldn't even have played with them like that. They ain't the ones to be playing with.
All right, so when they found out that he had, that's why the question was, should he keep the lottery money when he's on food stamps?
Can't do that. Can't keep the lottery money.
That's state funds.
Yeah, you can't do that.
All right?
Yeah.
Because the state and the government is taking care of you. Now you got extra money, and they always tell you, if you get an inheritance or money, you got to report it to them.
Yeah, they tell you they want some.
That's right.
They say any income change, we in, we need.
Any and income, that works.
Any income change. They want to know any. So,
that was an income change.
Yes, it was. Definitely a big income change.
Because the man had to go and turn in the ticket, write his name down, address, and that's when they found out he was on, he was getting food stamps. But he did not volunteer that, information.
Yeah, I know that. You trying to be slick. You can't be slick. Not with the government. They're gonna get that.
No, you they're gonna, once you put down your social security number and stuff like that, they got you. Because everything goes on the computer, and it will back and say blah 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 blah, and you'll be in trouble.
Yeah, you will.
But I guess the person in California was so happy to win the lottery, they forgot.
You won't forget no more.
Oh no. In California, taxes is more than ours. California taxes is more than our taxes. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
You went out.
Okay, California taxes is higher than our taxes.
Okay, why?
Because you cost more money to live there than what it does here.
Oh, yes, right. I forgot. California kind of expensive.
So when this... Okay, so when this person won the lottery, for whatever it was, he was on well, I don't know what he was, but he was getting food stamps. And being that he was getting food stamps, they wanted to know how did he have money. That's the next question.
Well, he could say somebody gave it to him. That ain't about no big deal, but he had to let them know, that's all. They not
yes,
gonna
he did.
It ain't no going. Don't play that game.
No, they don't.
They want to know any kind of change.
Yes, that's correct. And that means not when you get ready.
Nah, you better do it at a relatively quick pace, cuz. That's they can go into your bank account and all that, so you can't play too many games with that.
Well, once the authority put up your Social Security, it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Huh?
It is. And now that he brought life to himself, he's going to have to make a change because he's going to have to pay Number one, the taxes by the IRS, okay? Number two, he gonna have to give back the state the money and all that they ever gave him, he gotta pay him back. And yeah. And that's a lot of money. So he's not gonna have that much money like he thought he would in the beginning, because these people gonna get their money. If he was getting food stamps for 5 years, he gotta pay him back 5 years and interest. So IRS is gonna take their money. Then you gotta pay the state back for how many years you ever got food stamps. And he lucky, the person is lucky if they can go buy or rent a house. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be a lot of money. And if it ain't, they going to make it up as they go along.
Oh, yeah. It ain't over.
Oh, no. He going to need a good lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he going to pay him for fighting for him.
Yep, he is.
So, now, the next question is this. Congress does not have a speaker of the Senate yet. Everybody have been declining to be the head of it. And we got three more, a month more, November the 17th, where they can close down again.
Well, I think they'll come up with something. They just gave Israel a lot of money, so they better come up with something.
They're going to have to find a lot to do, because we're going to be right back where we started from in the beginning for a shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are going to want the money for November. Thanksgiving is coming and different things. So, you know, people need to eat, pay rent, and pay bills. Now, we still have this war going on with Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And now people in the United States is getting in it. So it's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we had immigrants that's coming here, and they don't have nowhere to stay, go, or be. So now they're going to have to find a place for them, as well as the people already here.
That's true, I agree with you.
Now, storms is getting ready to hit Mexico, and it's going to be tornado time now. So, when the tornado hits the different states and stuff, they tear it up, they're going to need money to fix it up. All right? So it's going to be a lot of incidents that require funds. And being that we don't have no speaker of the house, they're not going to be able to get the funds.
I don't know what they're going to do.
All right, so we're into a whole bunch of issues now that we didn't have before. And this is the beginning of a perilous time. Food in the stores, wars against wars, and people just gone having mental health issues and nowhere to go. Now, if they close down the drug stores, where are you going to get medicine from?
A lot of the supermarkets have medicine now.
Yeah, but if the distributor don't bring it, you're not going to have it.
Right, but that didn't happen yet. And
no.
The distributors make money off that too, so they're going to do their job too. So they want to keep getting paid too, so they're going to bring it. That's how the money flow going to go. So you really, you know, that would be fun.
Well, one thing you did verify, the distributors want to keep making money.
Exactly. So they're not going, they're going to make sure they get it.
Well, it is so.
It's a business. I
think that is good. And that will help people to decide what is important and what is not important. Because if you don't have the funds to do what you think you want to do, you're going to have to buy what you need, and what you want going to have to wait. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Now, they're saying that they're cleaning up Kensington Avenue one block at a time. And as soon as they get through cleaning up one block, they go back to the block they clean up.
Well, Kensington been like that, so unfortunately. When I was an adult, it was a wham bam thank you man thing. It was real quick in and out, and there's nothing, you know. I mean, I don't know what to. I don't have a solution for this problem. It is a problem down there. It's a bad problem. Like I don't have the answer, so I don't know.
Well, I do know this: as it gets cold, it's going to become more and more a problem, because you're not going to be warm in them tents.
Okay. They got tents down in there?
Huh?
They got tents down there?
Yeah.
Man, they tripping, man.
Now, my thing is this.
So they laying outside?
Yes.
They crazy.
But see, the federal government now is going to stop all that, because the people that live down there cannot go to the store or anything, or walk down there.
Around. Somebody might touch a needle, stick themselves, man. Lord.
So that's why they.
On no needle, man.
That's why they going to clean up every week. They go down there and they do one block at a time.
What's the name of them damn things? Them them little police stations. Does it like look like a RV?
Mm-hmm.
All they gotta do is park one of them right there on the drug corner.
No, mobile.
Yeah, all they gotta do is park it right there on the drug corner. I guarantee you, to cut down business a whole lot.
Well, I know one thing.
That thing got cameras on it too, so.
I know that a lot of the stores is putting police stations in supermarkets and stuff now.
Yeah, they ain't gonna rob much like that. You gonna leave it alone. You don't wanna go in there. They're already married. You don't wanna go in there playing with them, because they will shoot you. There ain't gonna be no argument about how long it's gonna take them to shoot you, neither. They already amped up, so you better leave them alone.
Well, they already there. It's a police station, so it doesn't matter how you feel. It's a police station.
They need to have what they can in town. Put one on the corner.
Well, they might be getting ready to do that.
Build the high new tech down. Put it right there on that corner. I bet you all that drug down there dropped dramatically.
Well, then they go find somewhere else to go.
Well, you go find somewhere else. That area will be changed. They've been going on too long. It can't last forever. You know what I mean? They've been going on long enough. It's time to stop. It's time to stop. Been going on since I was little. It's time to stop. Since I known it, yeah.
When you was little, what was your
job? Heroin? Yeah, they always been. But they was on heroin since the 70s. Vietnam War, that's when they got addicted real hard to heroin. They brought it back and started using it. It was considered called black tar heroin back then. But, and that was with Blue Magic and all that back then. But Blue Magic, the drug that was coming from New York to Philly. That was when you had American Gangster, that guy, I forgot his name, Frank Lucas. That was back then in the 70s, so. Yeah.
Well, this lady is in Atlanta. She came home from a holiday and they demolished her house by mistake.
Okay, well, she paid.
That's right.
You know what I thought about though? Like, if you saw people down there like I did, how would you still say, I'm gonna stick this needle in me to take a chance and say I ain't gonna get addicted? I don't understand it. Like, the new people, how do they get on the heroin? I don't understand it.
Because everybody says that they can get in it and get out of it. That's why.
That's what they think?
Yeah.
Even though you see 50 people out there, 100 people out there laying on the ground who thought the same thing?
Yes.
Oh, damn.
Well, guess what?
Costco's
is selling a $200 Thanksgiving dinner kit for eight.
I need that.
And they will deliver it to your door.
Yeah, I don't need that. But see, that ain't bad. I'm gonna explain to you why. If I got three different families that's coming over and everybody put up $200 to $300, you see what I'm saying? It ain't that bad.
Well, if the dinner is feeding eight.
Yeah, but the pack can feed a little bit more than that, too. You get what I'm saying? That's still a lot of people, eight people.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you know what? You just remind me. We got to call around tomorrow and find out about this turkey.
About the what?
I wanted to get a lot of fresh turkey this year. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, like, from the...
I want to go get a fresh turkey this year. That's going to be totally off the hook and different, man. That's going to be live.
Well, that's a difference. Because a lot of the turkeys last week, you can remember, we did the podcast, they took them out the stores because they said the frozen turkeys and stuff was spoiled.
Well, like I said the other day, when we get one and it clicked on to me, when it's fresh, I always heard it taste different anyway. I could just imagine. I never tasted it that fresh. I don't believe. Not fresh with boom, here you go. Boom, it's in the kitchen. Boom, we eating. And not the same day thing. I ain't never get one of them.
Well, a fresh anything is much different than right. Getting frozen.
I don't know how long the turkeys is and it didn't dawn on me all these years and nobody else didn't say anything. I don't know how long the turkeys is frozen solid in them freezers. They could be all the way in the deep freezers in the back of the store. We sell the rest. Well, if we don't sell, we sell next Thanksgiving. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How do I know? Yeah, they got dates on them, but...
They can change them with the labels, Claude.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Some of them, yeah, you're right. So, you know, here you go, man.
Well...
I'm going fresh now. I ain't got time for it.
So fresh is better. Plus, but it's hard.
Sometimes, so I'm gonna give little farmers some love too. You know, bad. You're not bad.
But it's hard to find a fresh turkey.
Not out here, then.
Well, they'll tell you that they have a fresh turkey, but they just froze it.
You Google it, it'll come up. They got farms in Philadelphia too. Well, they're from the property is in Jersey as well.
Okay.
It's worth the drive. That's what I'm going to tell the audience. It's worth the drive because it's probably a taste like no other, but I'll let them know in future podcasts how it tastes because I'm about to get on, get down with it. Yeah.
Well, I know it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be fresher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be more tender. Anything you buy fresh is going to be different than frozen.
Yeah, we're going to do with that.
Now, I would like to know, a lot of people is talking about that movie, Burial. What is your take on that?
Did you watch it?
I can't get it.
Alright, I'll go over it with you so you be able to watch it. I told you you can watch it, but I ain't gonna mention it because it is a lot of people talking about it. It's good. But they say it's on Prime. If you got Prime, they say it's on there too. But yeah, it's good. You might be able to watch it on a tablet. Matter of fact, I'm gonna send you the same link to that tablet, and then you'll be able to watch it on the tablet.
Okay.
Why you sent me?
All right.
Fact, I was. I'm sending it to you now.
What?
Yeah, he know how to do it. He'll send it to you. You click on it.
All right.
To see the tablet, but yeah, it was. I mean, I'm not saying it was the best movie I ever saw, but it was a true story, and I think it was good. I mean, I think that it show how some corporations sometimes try to take advantage of people, and you have to believe in yourself sometimes and stick to your answer. That's all. So after that, you gotta watch it, but it's good. It's not bad. It's good. It's good.
Well, the reason why I ask you that is this. It is a lot of people now have to hire lawyers because they found another black family that the developers are trying to take their houses now.
Hey, this is a big business. That ain't crazy.
Okay. So I would say that number one is a true story. And it brings the recognition that you should have a lawyer, a good one, that will stand up for you and fight for you.
There's a little bit more to it than that, too. You got to still watch it. You got to watch it. There's a little bit more than that, too.
Okay.
It had a big issue in there, too. It was good. It had a nice little twist in it that was like, whoa. But it was good, though. But that's why you got to watch it. You know what I mean? It was good. You got to watch it. But hopefully everybody gets to watch it. We can really have a good conversation about that tomorrow, and I can end the podcast after that. So. But otherwise than that,
well, here's one: a black attorney wins a landmark case in United States Federal Court of Appeals. Okay.
Uh huh.
He claims that the UN. Under the UN Convention Against Terror. So he won his case.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is this. And finding out they did not think he was able to win a case in the beginning because they didn't think that he had enough knowledge or education to do it. And when he began to talk about what schools he went to and how, because he is the owner of his own law firm.
Mm.
But they were saying that he went to United States Federal Court of Appeals and he won his case. So they was trying to say in the beginning he didn't have enough education. He didn't go, and the firm that he owned was not his, and he proved all of that to be different.
Mm.
So. Now, China has bought some more of our factories that they're trying to give up now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one here is China. Birth rate crisis is so intense that Nestle is closing a baby formula plant due to dwindling demand. In China, they don't have that many children being born. So Nestle is a formula company that we have here. They're closing down their plant in China and coming back to the United States because we have more children here.
Hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, it's not.
We need some more American business here anyway, brother. Seriously, all jokes aside.
Well, Walmart is offering A full Thanksgiving meal kit starting at $30. There are going to be a lot of stores that are selling the dinner kits for people who don't want to cook. It is, how much is this? They have a dinner kit for six people is $30. Your Cracker Barrel is now taking orders.
I'm going to tell the audience like this. I've been thinking about that audience. If you do find time and you got a little bit of time, Bill Bell, you don't really know how many Thanksgivings you got left in your life. You better make each one and do each one like it's your last one.
Well.
And really show the thanks of giving. Give up yourself. Share yourself with your family while you're here because it's important for you.
All I can say is this. Today is not promised and neither is tomorrow. And it's time that people realize and recognize to be thankful for whatever they have, whenever they have it, because life is not promised. And there's more funeral trucks riding around than birthing hospitals.
Yep.
And all this going out and partying and all that is dangerous now. And young people don't seem to care because they don't think they're not going to happen to them.
Yeah, they take a lot of chances for young people. First thing we all used to say was, I used to say it, I don't know about that, but also I said I wasn't scared. I said, if you're scared, go to bed, so.
Well, now it's not even about being scared.
What is about?
It's about knowing that you can go outside, don't mean you're going to come back. It ain't got nothing to do with scared. Okay?
Correct.
Huh?
I said correct.
Okay. Because it's dangerous. I mean, just because you leave in the morning, there's no guarantee that you're going to come back.
No, it's not. It's never one.
And we never had that before. You know, we never had that before. They just had on the thing, a lady was in her house cooking and a stray bullet killed her. She was in her house.
Yeah, that's bad right there. That ain't good. That's bad. Like, I don't know where that was at, but that would make, if I lived in that neighborhood, I might be thinking about leaving. Like, I'm serious, because like, it's today is her, but tomorrow could be me.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta think like that. What's the difference from me being in, you dig what I'm saying? If I live right around the corner from that lady or something, what's the difference what's going to happen to me? And they do that crazy. That's not, you know, that's, man, that might not be the way that you want to go. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
People might want to play with their grandchild a little bit more, a couple more times. You know what I mean? They might not want to be cooking and get hit in the head with a big bullet. A bit much.
Well, I'll tell you this. These are times that if you don't believe in God, you will. Because life is now becoming more precious than ever.
Yeah, but some people still ain't going to get it. And they're going to die not believing. So they don't care. Trust me. I have spoken and heard from them. So. Some people, there's no convincing them, and you don't try to.
Well, you don't have to convince a lot of people, because These shootings that take place, the bullets don't have no name, no address, and don't know where to go.
Right, but like I said, people still, they don't go down there to the town-wise meetings, and they still want to stay in the same area. Just be like, oh, that was that lady. But no, you know, you got to get away from that, because that's not a way that people should be attacking. That's like attacking people. Like, that's not good.
Well, in all the cases, in all the incidents, you had to put faith and trust in God because He's a keeper. No matter where you live at, no matter how you be, they have just said on the news that since these drugstores or pharmacies are closing down, they're trying to merge with other pharmacies. But now that they're going to take cold medication off the shelves, they're not hiding them no more. They're going to take them off the shelves. Uh-huh. Now, if you get sick, you can't buy Tylenol. Wait, okay?
But you know what? I don't even really use Tylenol no more. They told me it makes your liver bleed too. So, Tylenol's not really good for you to take too much of that crap. So, you know.
But you know what? If you look at the car medicine, you see it has a lot of.
It raises your blood pressure too. I don't take it.
No, but I'm saying a lot of the car medicine has a lot of Tylenol and different ingredients in it to make you.
I mean, you can't take Tylenol and take that medicine. Like NyQuil, I can't take NyQuil because they got too much of that stuff in it for me. But they said NyQuil can raise your blood pressure. Well, now they got the medicine with the heart on it. You know what I mean? Because even mucinous, I don't think I could take that. I think that raises your blood pressure. Some of the medicines got alcohol in it.
Most of them do.
Yeah, so, and a lot of other stuff. Like, so, I learned that for me, it's best that airborne, yup. Naked, yup. Their fruit, yup. All that, anything like that, to keep trying to keep that going so I don't get sick, because I don't want to be in that type of position.
Well, I, for myself, being a senior citizen, I take vitamins and supplements to build my immune system up so that in case those things do occur, my immune system will be built up. I find that a lot, airborne has a lot of the vitamins and stuff. Vitamin C. Wait, I got one here. It has vitamin C,
B, zinc, magnesium. It's like different stuff.
Yeah, those are the type of vitamins that I take. And wait a minute, I got one here. They said that airborne has 1,000 units of vitamin C.
That's a lot.
High in vitamin A, C, and E.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's going to stop, but it helps build your immune system up with fruits and all that stuff. And I'm into that because, like I said, now they're working it out. By the time I get to the end of the year, I'm going to have myself eating smoothies every day. I'm going to buy a little Ninja John. I'm about to get this thing together. And I'm going to go to town on them smoothies because I'm not going to be eating no more breakfast. I remember the times, I wish I would have did it 20 years ago. I remember the time them bacon, eggs, home fries, and greasy eggs, grits, all that. None of that stuff is good for you. It's crazy.
All right.
Just to eat, because some people starving in the world, but we eating and it's just making us obese, raising high blood pressure, causing people diabetes. Like, you are what you eat. You know what I mean? So,
all right. Well, answer this question, because people would like to know. What are you going to put in if they don't eat breakfast? Because, you know, you go to, they have IHOP, Denny's, and a whole lot, and McDonald's and Wendy's that sell you breakfast for the people who don't want to cook and they don't want to take out time. What are you going to put in a smoothie that would eliminate you from eating breakfast? What is your smoothie going to consist of to avoid from eating breakfast?
Well, for me, I could do a lot of different things. I could do a berry smoothie. It don't really make a difference for me because I'm still all right. I can do an all green smoothie.
You can add a little bit of oatmeal in there to make it thicker and stick.
In there and see, it's a smoothie, so you can put whatever you want to put in there, like whatever you think you need. And then they got these little beet powders and stuff at Walmart that you put, that's made to put in a smoothie. The same thing they do when you buy it from the truck, all that little stuff that even Wawa, they got energy powder, they got this, they got beets, they got all that stuff. Like, I would think about getting the beet powder because I don't like beets, but beets are so good for you. I need to jump on it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, we did find the purple sweet potatoes,
yes,
too.
Yes, I found it. I'm going to be jumping on them this week, too.
Well, they don't sell the purple sweet potatoes online. One sweet potato at Giant costs a dollar.
Yeah, well, regular sweet potato costs like a dollar or something. This, yeah, I saw, but they only had 10 of this one we was at, but I'm going to get 5 of them next time, because they wasn't all that big neither, so I might get like 7 of them. Chop them all up and put them in the oven, and boom, go to town on them.
Well, you know there's a difference between sweet potatoes, yams,
I don't eat yams, and the sweet potatoes is... They purple, they're the ones I was looking for because they're the best ones for you. Hey, health is wealth. I keep telling people that health is wealth.
But if I
keep my tempo going.
Yeah, but if I was going to start eating smoothies, people want to know, how do you start off eating smoothies and what do you put in it?
You put whatever you want to put in it. For each person is different. I'm not eating smoothies, so I don't have to eat breakfast. I used to eat the bacon, the eggs, and the home fries and all that. But none of that is good for you. I'm drinking a smoothie because better than eating that fried food, period.
All right, okay, I can understand that, but what are you going to put in your smoothie?
Whatever I want. I might be an all-green smoothie.
I would do fruits and vegetables.
I might do an all-green smoothie. Kale, green, this, that, all that stuff. Anything green.
Green apples, celery.
Yeah, all that stuff. That's a great smoothie right there. I might do one with pomegranate. You know what I mean?
Pomegranates, beet, carrots. Yeah,
grapes or something like that. Because fruit's good for you anyway.
So, okay.
You blend up a bunch of fruit. You can't go wrong with that one.
All right. Well, then answer me this question. Are you talking about frozen greens, bagged greens, or fresh greens for the smoothies?
It's the preference of the person.
It could be.
I like all my stuff fresh, but you can do frozen if you don't have fresh. Because that person might not want a smoothie every day. But for me, I got to measure. And once I get the point out, I know how much stuff I need to take me through a week. I'm going to buy enough stuff to take me through a week. You know what I mean? So I really haven't done it yet, so I don't know. But that's how you do it. You get enough stuff and see it that you're weak. Because normally when we buy fruits and stuff, sometimes it can go bad, but you can always smooth it up. So fruit don't go bad when you get to store it and make a smoothie.
All right, another question.
Well, it's like 21 questions. I'm at the name of this podcast, 21 questions. Go ahead.
The reason why I'm asking you this, as a senior citizen, a lot of people will go to the store and don't know what to purchase because of the fact They have trouble swallowing and chewing, and this would be more effective to a senior citizen.
Right. And that's the conversation when we be having sometimes. And I say the senior citizen gotta still stay up to what's going on. Because Google, if you they put it in Google, type it in Google, whatever you think you type in Google, they got an answer for you.
Well, if you don't have a computer.
Well, listen, you don't need no smoothie then.
You can use your cell phone.
Okay.
Man, if you don't have no cell phone, you don't need no smoothie.
Okay.
Man, if you got a cell phone, you can get a smoothie. You can get a smoothie. You got a computer. If you don't have a computer, you don't need no smoothie. Drink water, eat water.
Okay.
All right.
Another question. If you do not have, what did you call? You gonna get a ninja? Can you use a mixer?
You can use a lot of different stuff. You can use
blender.
Yeah, and then I saw another thing called a juicer. That juicer look mean. Somebody put the watermelon in it, and it kicked the rhymes out on one side, and then it's making up the juice. I said, oh, man.
Woo. Like, well, what about a blender?
I don't know. I would think.
Yeah, you could use a blender.
Yeah, you can use a blender or a juicer, but that juicer was hype. I'm going to have to look into that juicer.
We had a juicer before, remember?
I know, but I'm just saying, that juicer looked pretty good, though.
Only thing about the juicer is that it's taking all the fiber out of the mixture, and you're just getting the actual juice of the carrot or whatever.
Yeah,
so you want
to get blended all up.
Yeah, you want that fiber in it to help you in your bowels and stuff like that. You don't want one part without the other.
But I did tell the audience before your bowels. Warm lemon water at night before you go to bed. One nice size cup, glass, pitcher, whatever. Just make sure it's warm and it'll do you right. It might even lighten up your skin.
Well, as a senior citizen, by you taking a blood pressure pill, it can cause you to be constipated, so they need something that would help them.
But don't buy no mutual and all that stuff. Some of that, don't get no aminos. I got one for you. Get some warm water with a lemon, boil the lemon inside the water, and then drink it. You don't got to eat the lemon or none of that. Just drink the water. Once you boil it, it's the vitamin C that's in the skin of the lemon and all the antioxidants and stuff comes out of it, and you drink it and it's going into you and you get a smooth move. You do not get bloated when you drink lemon water, and you can't get and you don't be constipated. So there you go. That's it.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I've done it and it worked. But back in the day, we used to take
the whole thing is some of them chemicals got so much stuff that you don't really want them in your body. Like, they had there's so many that green cyclist stuff. Drink that. What the hell is that?
What?
You mean the thing that makes you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Oh.
But see what I'm saying? I don't want to drink that. I'd rather drink lemon warm water. That's smart. That's natural. I don't want to drink that green cyclist stuff and all these other stuff. Like, what's in it? You know, that pink stuff, Phillips, magnesia. I don't want to drink all that crap because I know it's stuff in it. You dig what I'm saying?
Milk and magnesia.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but I know that some years down the road from now, we're going to find out, oh, that caused cancer, or that caused this, or that caused that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be part of that class action suit.
So in other words, you saying if you use healthy things, it will help your body as well as constipation, just like they had on TV. If you drink or take a colic, you it'll help you. Or you can take a pro medicine, Actim. Say that again.
I'm drinking some water. Go ahead and listen to you.
All right. They have on commercials, colas. Okay. They have different types of laxatives that they recommend on TV.
Yeah, you know why? Because they're trying to make money.
Okay.
And I'm not taking all them chemicals. And once again, we always finding out years later that some of that stuff, like I said before, with that hair perm stuff, some of this stuff, all these years later, is causing cancer. I told people that, you know, but now they know, man, for sure.
Okay.
I'll show you. If that stuff burning your head like that, something is wrong with that stuff.
Well, they're saying now that a lot of this stuff was used by morticians for bodies.
That's not good.
No, it wasn't.
You see? Now I don't want to talk about it, though.
Yes.
Oh, well. What can you do now?
Well, a lot of people say they still going to use it.
Okay. Hopefully it'll be working near the end.
Okay. Because they ain't found nothing else to straighten your hair. And everybody want hair that's straight and long.
Use some straighteners.
Excuse me?
Use the flat iron.
Listen, these young people don't know nothing about flat iron.
Flat ironing them wigs. Only thing they gotta do is do the same thing they do to the wigs to their hair, except don't burn the hair up.
Okay.
I agree, a lot of young people don't know how to do hair though.
That's why they going somewhere and let somebody put that glue on their hair, which they're gonna find out later on is not as good as it should be because they want to have long hair in different colors. And having your hair naturally is getting to be a problem.
Yeah, that's not cute, right? Yeah,
no, it's not.
Beautiful. Having your natural hair.
Yeah.
Well, I find that the natural hair is healthier. You don't have much problems. And you can work with it. Like you said, you can get electric straightening comb or what's the other thing you said?
A flat iron.
A flat iron. But it's still natural. Yeah, press and curl, that's natural. But for a lot of people, they don't want to look like that. They want to look beautiful. And to them, beauty is what they see on TV.
Yeah, but I was a back in Jay brainwashed and things. So I think having a natural hair builds very self-esteem.
Well, I feel like it is self-esteem.
The perm in my hair is going to kill me. Huh?
Well, the perm don't last that long. Because if you get it in there, you got to go back in 4 to 8 weeks more, and you right back, it goes back to its natural courses.
Well, how many perms is that a year?
A lot, too many.
Every 4 to 6 weeks, you have to get a perm.
So that's 10 perms a year?
No, it's more.
No wonder people getting cancer. Lord, I'm gonna...
Even when I did perm my hair, I did it once every 6 months because that regimen of every 4 to 8 weeks or 6 to 8 weeks is too much. You're just putting too much chemicals in your body.
Now, you got to remember this. if you're getting the perm and you're taking medication, high blood pressure medicine, sugar medicine, heart medicine, kidney medicine, all of those are chemicals in your body that you're taking. Then you're going to throw this into it, and each chemical is going to fight against another chemical, and this is a lot why you have bad health. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say another thing is that they say if you're pregnant not to get perms. They used to say because it wouldn't take, but I think it's actually because of the chemicals.
Yes. It's number one, your body chemicals of being pregnant, and chemicals that you put in your skin goes right deep down in your bloodstream. And this is what people don't realize. They think they just put it in their hair, but they forget that you have more than hair. You have a scalp, you have blood vessels, and stuff is going into your body through the blood system. People say, well, it's only in my scalp. But in your scalp, you have what now?
Pores.
Cells.
And your pores is open and it goes into your bloodstream because you have veins, you have arteries and tissues.
They said that their perm stuff caused thyroid cancer. So there you go. That's my case again.
All kinds of cancer, cervical, fibroids, all kinds of stuff.
Hell no. All that too? Oh no. See, and then people wasn't knowing why they was getting breast cancer. It could have been them damn perms. You doing them more than 10 times. That's like, you doing 2 perms a month? Damn, that's too much. Jesus.
No, not 2 perms a month.
Well, if it's only 12 months in a year, you doing once a month, that's 12.
It should be 6 perms a year if you doing it every 2 months. Let's just say every 8 weeks you're doing it.
There's still a lot to me.
It is a lot. It really is.
Shit, my scalp. Lord have mercy if I burn my scalp.
That's the thing about perms. If it was so good for you, you wouldn't get a chemical burn. It's just like Nair. People think Nair is good, but it's chemical. Like a perm is just removing the hair, dissolving it. But you can still get a chemical burn. You gotta really be careful about these things you putting on your body. My thing is, if you can't eat it or put it in your hair and it's not natural, it don't come from the earth, then I wouldn't mess with it.
Well, I would say this. When you put it in your hair, it goes into your scalp. When it goes into your scalp, it hits the bloodstream. It hits veins, arteries, and tissues that go through your body, and that's how you get cancer, because it just don't stay in your head. It travels because of the blood vessels, your blood, your arteries, your tissues go up and down through your body. And that's what people are not realizing. They think it's, once I get it in my head, that's it. But it's not. Okay, it's in your head, but in your head you have a scalp. And in your scalp you have tissues, arteries, and veins, and blood that travels up and down in your body that can go anywhere they want to go, stay as long as they want, and produce different reactions in your body that causes you later, which they're finding out now, is cancer.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't staying in one place.
Yeah, well. Ladies and gentlemen, cancer is the real deal. You know, I don't have nothing to play with. I don't joke about that because that ain't nothing to seem like to be playing with. So, the big C.
I think that what he was talking about the smoothies is good because a lot of people, they're finding out that they need to be more health conscious. Yeah, and don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that health conscious thing is real. Like,
it's so
real. Like, people used to eat lard back in the day. There wasn't nothing good about lard if you sit there and think about it now. And don't nobody even want to cook with lard no more. You see what I'm saying?
They took it off the market.
No, they still sell it.
Shortening.
Yeah, Crisco shortening. Like, oh my goodness, Lord have mercy. Woo, you see, no thank you. You don't even want to eat no food nobody has been cooking with that.
Well, I know that they have peanut oil, sesame oil, canola oil, virgin oil, and different types of oil. Very rarely do you go to a supermarket now and find lard.
They got it.
Yes, but that is not one of the name brand markets that they have it in.
No, because it ain't. But they got it, though.
I know they do, but I'm saying it is not.
It's spam, and they say spam ain't even ever heard it on the news. I watched some yesterday that said don't eat that because it's not even meat.
And it's contaminated because they had it in there a long time. But they don't tell the consumer, so he goes and buys it because he don't understand, nor has he heard that there's a recall on it. And the store is not going to say it's a recall on it because they want to make money. Mm-hmm. Now, let's do a perm. You go to the store and spend $10, $12, $15 or $20 on a perm. That store is not going to say, oh, they got a recall on perms, don't buy it. They want that $20. They don't care what you do after you take it out the store. Mm-hmm. Now, if they start taking it off the shelves in the stores and not letting the stores go, do you know how many businesses are going to go out of business?
Hey, I don't care. That stuff is bad. Don't have it on the shelf.
But I'm saying, do you know how many stores?
No, I don't. But like I said,
the stores that sell hair, like Sally Shop and stuff like that, they sell perms.
Oh.
Along with hair.
Well, they ain't no good. They need to stop selling them. I'm sorry.
Well, when the FDA take it off the shelves and make them take it off the shelves, I'm saying it's going to be a lot of people and stores going out of business.
All right, well, they got to sell other stuff.
You're correct. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. It is a thriving business, and the stores don't want to lose money. That's why they ain't took it off the shelves themselves.
So it's cigarettes, and we know what that do. That's a bad thing completely.
Okay.
They need to stop selling them. They ain't nothing but poison.
Okay. Well, we got to get ready to settle up because it'll be closing time soon, so I guess it's not coming, so let's pray, okay? Because it's a new day already.
Oh, yeah, well, let's not. Let's do our little
birthday shout-out.
Yeah, let's do our birthday shout-out. It was past 12.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's do our birthday shout-out. Happy birthday, Shaquan.
Happy 26th birthday, Shaquan.
You have 26.
Woo. Alrighty, Daddy.
30 before you know it.
Oh, yes. Gray hair and all.
All right. Sims gang is getting old.
Yes, you are. And Daddy getting old, too.
You seem like everybody getting old. And that might not be a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Well, that's okay. I'm your mother, so I can say that. I'm getting old because you getting old.
I'm getting old because all the thinking all the little ones are getting old. That's why I know I'm getting old. Wow. Those babies start to be talking about they 10 years old. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. Wasn't you just a baby 2 days ago?
It just, don't it seem like yesterday?
It's crazy. Time going too fast. Now, well, look, we just before we said the 1st of October. Now, that's the 23rd. It's it. It ain't even another week. I think it's only next Wednesday. Is it, right?
Yeah, and you know what? 29 days after that, here I come.
Yeah. And Dink is in there, too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So.
And yours is right after the following month, so hey, time is flying.
Yeah, this year is about to cash out.
Yes, it is.
2024. Oh, my goodness. That's crazy. I could never, ever imagine that one. 2024.
Just seem like yesterday, don't it?
Yeah, it don't seem like it's 2024.
Well, it'll be that way soon.
You know what you want for your birthday?
Yeah. I'm not really sure. You know what? I'm really not sure. I'm just glad to be here, you know? I'm glad that I'll be 75. And I'm glad that I'm in good health. I'm not doing a wheelchair. I'm not doing it in a home. I'm not doing it in a hospital. And I'm not doing it sick. So I'm blessed. So whatever I get from my children and family, I will appreciate it and thank them. But best gift I have is life and not being sick. Health, and that's a blessing.
Health is wealth.
Yes. And like I said, any other thing that I get, I will appreciate it. I will be grateful. But the greatest gift that I have is my Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and good health. And you know what? People used to say, as long as I got a house, I'm okay. But nowadays, that don't even count no more, because houses, you've been in it like I had 30, 40, 50 years, that seemed to deteriorate. But what will not deteriorate is your faith and hope and trust in God. It gets better. It don't deteriorate. But the rest of the stuff can go. Deteriorate and don't last. And it is so. Only what you do for Christ will last. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, as you was talking about those smoothies, we didn't have that when I was young. We didn't have that. We weren't as health conscious as we are today. The food that we eat don't taste like it's the same. All the nutritional value out of food has left. If you boil and cook your food, it's in the water and you throw it away. You know, just like you cook greens, all the nutritional value you throwing away. Because it's going in the water. Just like you boil white potatoes, all the nutritional value is going in the water. So I appreciate the fact that you can have smoothies, you can make smoothies to put back a lot of the nutritional values that our food don't have no more. So that's what I appreciate, knowing that and working on that. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't take vitamins and don't take supplements because that's a taboo. You don't do that. It don't have no value, but it does. It has value. Just as much as taking Tylenol, aspirins, and cold medicine. And cold medicines, now, if you read all the ingredients, it does not cure the cold. It just make you sleep and sleep and sleep. That you don't get up. You still have the coughing. You still have the sneezing. You still have the nose running and coughing. And cold in your chest. So if you can build up your immune system by doing something that is inexpensive, like vitamins and smoothies, that's what we should do. You feel better, be better, and get around better. And that's my thought for tonight. Do that which will give you the best health care you can get. And that does not mean spend all day in a hospital.
Not at all.
Okay. Is there anything else?
No, ma'am.
No, not for me.
I think that's my opinion. I'm 75 to know what I like. That's what I'm saying. This is my opinion. You two are younger than me, but this is what an old lady wants to do to preserve more of her time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, what is your opinion real quick? Because y'all two are younger than me.
I believe having a strong faith in God helps a lot with dieting and exercise and being mentally fit. I think it all works together, body, mind, and soul.
Okay. And you, son?
I think that being though before people thought that soul food was good for you, and like with education is coming, better preparation and meals, and I'm going for the better preparation and meals too.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of that stuff was too much salt, too much sugar, and now they saying flour not good, sugar not good, or salt. So, you know, they do have alternatives now, so I'm learning, and that's how I have to apply it. But it definitely is necessary.
I agree. See, live long enough, things do change, and you got to change with the things. Do you agree?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, well, let's say a prayer. That don't change. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you how you talked to us tonight and showing us different things for health reasons, for mental reasons, and for faith and trust in you. Because, Lord, if you don't do it, it won't get done. And even as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, known and unknown. Lord, remember the military that's overseas. Protect and keep somebody there. Bring them back quickly and safely. Remember their family and loved ones in the name of Jesus. And then remember our children tonight that have to work. Bring them home quickly and safely. Cover that vehicle with the blood and let them return, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, even as we come, God, asking you, Lord, to take care of our children, open their eyes so they can see, open their ears so they can hear, and tenderize their heart to your purpose, plan, and will. Remember those, God, that's in institutions such as hospitals, nursing homes, prisons, and the homeless, God, and mental health, God. They all need you. Lord God, intervene and interfere, Lord God, in their lives. And Lord God, give the doctors and the nurses how to care for the individuals in their care. And for those who have high fevers, bring it down, regulate heart, regulate pressure, sugar, and kidneys. And for those that's on a dialysis machine, God, I pray that you would continue to give the doctors and the nurses that the dialysis machine would do no more, no less than what it's supposed to do, and restore them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, for those that are homeless, let the city and state provide housing that is affordable, convenient, and safe, God. In the name of Jesus. And as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, remember the captains that's out here on boats and ships and even wherever they may be, protect and keep them. Help them, Lord God, to do what they have to do, and give them wisdom and knowledge how to care for the men and women in their care, in Jesus' name. And as we prepare to go to sleep tonight, Lord God, forgive us of our sins, shortcomings, and failures, and apply the blood of Jesus to us, our family, our loved ones, and the prayer list. And all these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Thank you.